You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. So despite more than 4.25 million people being fully vaccinated against COVID here in Massachusetts, the number of cases of the virus is going up. The latest state data show more than 4,000 cases in people who've been fully vaccinated. Nearly 80 of those people have died. How worrisome are these numbers? Well, for answers, we're joined by Dr. Sandro Galea. He's Dean and Robert A. Knox Professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. Good morning. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So the number of these so-called breakthrough cases in people who've been vaccinated seems high, but it is, what, about 0.1% of those who've been vaccinated. Are you concerned?
Well, the number has been consistent. As you said, it's been about 0.01% of people who are vaccinated who get reinfected. The fact that there's reinfection is always a concern. I think the key is less the number of new cases as much as it is severity of cases. And perhaps our best indicator of that is what's happening in the UK with the Delta variant there, which is, of course, the same thing that's coming here. Their cases have increased quite a bit, but the number of severe cases has been relatively low. So I think the question isn't so much how many cases we have as much as how many of these cases become severe, require hospitalization, or of course, in worst case scenario, death. And the data so far are that there is a decoupling from cases and severity, which means that while cases go up, severity isn't going up as much. And that, of course, is good news.
We have had 80 deaths of people who have been vaccinated here in Massachusetts and an uptick in the number of people hospitalized as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is not to say for a second that every case is not worrisome. And obviously, the severe cases we need to pay close attention to. I think the question for us collectively is, what is our tolerance for increase in cases? And where are we headed collectively with COVID in the long term? Is COVID going to become a disease that stays with us at all times? And to use the example that has often been used, it's the flu. I mean, we live with the flu every year, and we have a number of severe cases of the flu every year. And we, of course, as a society, have developed ways of coping with that. So are we at a phase where we need to develop ways of coping with COVID as a long-term infectious agent that's with us, perhaps seasonal? We still don't know that. And where we continue doing what we do, but manage the cases and, of course, look after people who acquire infection.
And what do you think should be done here? We know that there was an increase in cases in Provincetown, right? Because they had this surge of tourists coming in for the summer. The town stepped up testing, offered vaccinations. I mean, what should be done, A, when there are surges like this in crowded areas? And what do you think overall are some maybe one or two prudent steps to take?
I think the basics of public health hold, which is that when there are cases, we should make sure that we identify them, we identify contacts, we isolate contacts to try to make sure that cases do not become clusters and do not become outbreaks. Those are very basic public health 101. That's number one. I think the larger question is, do we think that these cases that can become clusters become cause for more restrictions? And I actually think that that's a broader societal question.
So at this point, you wouldn't say further restrictions or mask mandates or anything like that. But what about advice to folks? Would you say probably maybe not a good time to go into crowded areas at the moment? Or are there any sort of steps that you would advise folks to take?
Yeah, well, the CDC guidance has been pretty clear that for people who are vaccinated, the CDC is no longer recommending masks, except for some specific places. And that guidance, of course, is predicated on the idea that if you are vaccinated, you're fully vaccinated, your chance of reacquiring infection is quite low. As we said, it's about 1 in 10,000. So ultimately, it becomes a matter of personal risk tolerance. There is one other wrinkle, which is that it's not just my own risk tolerance, but if I am around people who are at high risk, for example, people who are immunocompromised, if I acquire an infection, even though I may be fine with it, I'm still at a greater risk than of transmitting to them. So it's not just a personal risk, but risk of people around you. So I do think it becomes a matter of personal risk tolerance and a matter of us being honest about what our risk is in our own personal environment and taking steps accordingly.
All right. Dr. Sandra Galea, Dean at Boston University School of Public Health, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me this morning.